Welcome to Senior Power of Maine. Hi, I'm your host, David Neely, and as the past publisher of Maine Seniors Magazine, I know that senior power is Maine's greatest natural resource. Yes, I said senior power. Maine senior citizens are the reason Maine has the highest volunteer rate in the nation. In fact, the involvement of our seniors in community and civic organizations provide the very fabric of our cities and towns, making them great places to live. And Maine is also considered a generous state, despite our low income, with most of our philanthropy coming from, you guessed it, Maine's seniors. This radio program, Senior Power of Maine, will be filled with a combination of entertainment and information for mature audiences only. So if you are a senior partner or work with those who are, you'll want to grab a cup of coffee and enjoy our Senior Power Half Hour.
And today we have with us a certified travel agent right from AAA of Northern New England, Susan Gildart. Susan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lynn. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, thank you for being on today. We want to know where the best spots, best places to go, hottest deals, all that, all for seniors.
All for seniors, yes.
Yeah? Have you got a number one destination they like to go to?
I would say the most popular destination, or the most popular thing that the seniors like to do, are the river cruises. So there's river cruises in Europe. There's some in the U.S. also. That along with Alaska. Those would probably be my two destinations that I think seniors really like to book.
Well, I've looked at some of the ones in Europe, and those look fascinating, actually. I've had friends that have done one through Italy and down that way.
Yeah.
But what about here in the States? Are you talking like going down the Mississippi on river cruises, or what else is available?
Yeah, they do the Mississippi River cruises. They do the Columbia Snake River. They do those cruises. So you can do 7-night cruises along the Mississippi. You can do 14-night cruises. They go from, I think New Orleans up to Memphis. You can go all the way to St. Louis. You can, so you can make it, a 7-night, a 14-night, start in one destination and end in another.
Oh, no kidding. So it's not like the big cruise ships when you're on the river. I know that you usually have to get off and on in the same port when you're on a big cruise ship like Carnival or one of the other ones.
Correct. No, these you'll go, you'll start in one, like New Orleans and end in Memphis.
Yep. So you can get off along the way.
Yeah.
Nice. And what about the European ones now? Where do they typically go through?
So they have quite a few for Europe. Probably the most popular, I think, and I actually was able to do a cruise down the Rhine River back in 2018. Yes, it was incredible.
And what cities did that take you through?
You asked that question, and I think I had that pulled up here right in front of me so I could remember.
Oh, good.
It starts, you can start in either Amsterdam or, say, Basel. And it's a 7-night journey. You can go Basel back to Amsterdam. So it goes in both destinations, both directions, I should say. And then you stop at these little towns and places along the way. I think the cruises are popular because they're small ships. So if you think about a Caribbean cruise, most Caribbean cruises will have 3,000 to 6,000 guests on board. The European river cruises will hold, maybe 175 to 195.
Oh, wow.
So that's attractive. You're on when we cruise down the Rhine, as you're cruising down, you've got France on one side and Germany on the other side. You're always in sight of land. You go by small villages. In that area along the Rhine, it's one of the cruises is actually called Castles Along the Rhine. There's like over 40 castles that you get to see, and there's usually somebody on board talking about all the things you're seeing as you go. There's a lot of vineyards and things.
Yes.
So it's a big area for wine.
I hear that.
That
and
was
you
interesting.
Can get great wine fairly inexpensive, too.
Yes. You get to enjoy it quite a bit, because when you're going, so when you're on the cruise and you're going through these places, a lot of things just say they might bring somebody on board for, like, musicians, local musicians. So you'll get that kind of flavor for the area.
Oh, nice.
The same thing will go for cooking. When we were on the boat we were on, they did a demonstration on Black Forest cake.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. they did a demonstration. We got to drink whatever it is they put in the Black Forest cake, which was very strong. And then they actually served that cake that evening for dessert in the dining room.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Now, do you get off? Does it stop in cities so you can get off, go have lunch, shop around, or is it continually moving?
No, they will stop, and they'll stop sometimes once or twice a day, because again, when you're pulling up to these ports, you can it docks and you get off. It's not a half hour, 45 minute, an hour process.
Yeah.
So you get off. A lot of the times you were able to just walk, walk right into the town.
Nice.
Okay, so when you do stop and you go in these towns, they always offer, and it's included, a guided walking tour.
Oh.
And the nice part is they'll offer a regular walking tour, but then they'll offer, I think the term was something like slow walkers. So if there's somebody that maybe, can't keep up with a group, they will have a group go that goes a little bit slower. And you'll find a lot of times that people that do photography like to go with that group because they have better
time
for the grape. Yeah. Exactly. So you can do that tour. You kind of get to see the high points and everything. And then you can go back to the boat with a guide, or you can just kind of enjoy yourself, stroll around, and just get back to the boat before departure.
Nice. I definitely have that on my agenda. I've got to do one of those.
And I would like to return also.
Yeah, I bet.
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
Hi, this is Lynn McGregor, and welcome back to Senior Power.
A few years back, maybe 20 years ago now, I had done a little homework in regard to the airlines in Maine and the top places that, of course, they sold tickets to for senior population. And number one was Florida, and number two was Vegas. And my guess is the Vegas thing may have changed, but I'm not sure. But I do know in the cold of winter that Florida is still the number one destination for airfare out of Maine. And I was wondering if you have any, if AAA has any packages they put together for those folks that maybe don't have a place in Florida to go to or anything specifically in mind, but wouldn't mind some kind of a packaged tour.
We definitely do. People will come in, and a lot of people, you're right, don't have a place to go down there. So we'll make a package, whatever they want, whether they're looking to go for 7 days, 10 days, 30 days or more, flights, car rentals, and lodging. We do a lot with hotels and resorts, but we're really, obviously, the way the world is, a lot of people now want condos or, a place where, more space, places they can cook and relax and enjoy. So we're getting more into doing condos and house rentals and all of that also.
And in terms of location, I've heard many say that in addition to just the natural beauty, and there are so many state parks in Florida, but that also a lot of them are interested in the history, places like St. Augustine. And I was wondering if you noted any of that.
We've been up to St. Augustine before, and it is beautiful. We were up there actually for, my husband's a golfer, so great area to golf is what I've been told. But we do get a lot of people. There are a lot of people in Maine, actually, that go to St. Augustine area for the winter and stay there.
Yeah, interesting, because, I mean, you would think that, there's so many locations on both the East Coast and the Gulf Coast that, you think would be considerably more popular. But I guess, you know, St. Augustine must have a lot to offer.
It does. Now, you have to remember, in that part of Florida, as with anywhere in Florida, you never know what the weather's going to be. And this week has been, you know, kind of a picture to that. So when you're up in St. Augustine, you're
probably
not going to be as warm.
So, David, if I want to listen to last week's episode, where do I go to do that?
All you have to do is go to seniorpower.me.
Yes.
That is seniorpower.me, short for Maine. Seniorpower.me.
Yeah,
in the morning here, and I said, oh, really?
Listen to your favorite episode of Senior Power.
Minus 17 in Maine. So
it's all relative.
Yeah, I kind of like it, actually, when we hit like 40 or 45, 50, I don't know, in the winter in Florida, people are down in the 30s. It kind of makes me smile.
Yes, me too, Susan.
Okay, thank you.
So was there anything, or is this a consistent trend, or is the Vegas destination falling all apart because of COVID and all that, or is that still a fairly popular destination among seniors?
I would say it's still a popular destination. Now, they did, 2 years there, things shut down. But Vegas is popular because it's affordable. It's affordable, and it's, if you go out for, gambling and such, that's great. I find that most people that I'm sending out there, they may gamble a bit, but they're there to see shows, just see the sights, maybe go, take a day trip to the Grand Canyon, Hoover Dam, go out and explore from there.
Oh, been there, done that. In fact, the main reason I did the Hoover bus trip, the Hoover Dam bus trip, is because I had actually spent a little bit too much time visiting some of the many casinos, and I realized that that wasn't in my ongoing best interest. And so when they talked about the Hoover Dam trip, boy, I might even have pushed a few people aside to get on that bus. But I know that once I was on and saw really what is one of the most spectacular construction feats in the history of this country, that not only was I glad I went out, but on the way back, they did a stop at a Mars chocolate factory. And I think it was Hendersonville or something. And the chocolate factory was actually one that Force Mars had put together, I think, in the name of his mother, Edith. And so it was a higher-end chocolate than a regular Mars candy that you'd buy in your retail stores. And, of course, in addition to having you smell all this stuff as it was cooking and baking throughout the factory, they had a little conveyor belt showing these things going by, but you couldn't get at them because there was a glass window between you and them. But when you finally came out to the gift store, people were literally filling what were containers the size of a briefcase with chocolates. And, of course, I couldn't resist. And I had to get some as well. So on the ride back, I was really, it was a sugar high. It was a great trip. But there's no question when you get out to Vegas that just some of the construction and the themes of all the casinos is pretty impressive. It shows you what, a few billion dollars here and there can do to make really some spectacular, architecturally speaking, as well as from the entertainment aspect of it, some spectacular vistas. And, I still think, because, you mentioned the Florida, and, they can complain about it being a little bit cool there for a few days. But, wow, after the January we've had this winter in Maine, it just is, it's really hard to see how, if you're older and you're looking to travel somewhere where you wouldn't want to go warm. But after Florida, is the Caribbean still a significant destination for seniors or not so?
No, it definitely is. I would say 2022 is probably, it is picking up for Caribbean travel. So because everything shut down for, I can't even time now, like a year, then last year things opened up and people started going. More people are booking now. Now, when you go to the islands, you know, you have to follow COVID protocol, so it can get difficult because you have to not only most of the time have to be vaccinated, but you also have to be tested within anywhere from 24 to 48 hours of your arrival in your destination. So you have to have a negative COVID test to get there. It can't be a home test. It has to be approved, an approved test facility. You know, that can be a lot for some people. They, you know, can stress them out. It'll be nice when all these things are lifted.
So a lot of them are still going on?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I have people heading to Aruba this week, and, you know, just the hoops you have to jump through to get there, it's a lot for them.
Yeah.
But we're going to make it work, and they're going to get there and have a great time. And then, obviously, when you leave from your destination to come home, you have to be tested to come back to the U.S. So sometimes, you know, it's a little stressful on people, that thought, because if you do test positive, you're not coming home.
At least for a while.
No, right. I mean, I mean, I don't know about you, but I think I'd be okay if I were stranded for 10 days in one of the islands right now.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I have friends that have a timeshare in Aruba that are heading down next month. And she said they're, you know, it's like 4 weeks out and they're in code red alert down there right now. And she said, we're just praying that it drops before it comes time for us to go.
You know, when this all started 2 years ago, I really had no sense. And I guess really nobody did.
No.
But I thought by spring we'd be normal again. I went to the fall. I thought, by fall, you know, you kept going. And here we are,
sure,
2 years. But I do get the sense now that I think things are starting to get back.
Any great deals going on right now that you want to share with us, Susan?
Great deals. It's tough to get great
deals.
How do I want to say this? You know, because when you get in Maine or when you get in our area from about, say, the second week in February to the third week in April, everybody's trying to leave.
Yes.
Vacation, you know, college breaks, just getaways. So you just have to find the best deals on airfare. You know, we're lucky in Bangor that we do have Allegiant that flies the nonstop flights to three destinations in Florida. And, you know, if you're flexible on your dates, you can usually get some pretty good prices with them.
Yes.
What I like about them also is typically, you know, as long as they can get out of Bangor, you're going to your destination. You don't have to worry about layovers and canceled flights or delayed flights and things. So if you leave here, you're going to your destination.
Yeah, I have flown Allegiant, actually. It's pretty nice.
I have too. You don't have to worry about losing your luggage.
Well, no, I want to thank you very much for being on. And, you know, when you suggested that you had a husband that golfs, and that was something maybe that preoccupied him over in the St. Augustine area, that we're fairly aware that one of Mike's major passions in life, I mean, other than you, of course, is
yeah,
golfing.
It is, yes. But I think it's the golfing and grandchildren, to tell you the truth.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I
didn't want to exclude you there, Susan.
Yeah, I make him in third. It's fine. After, you know, 40 years, it's okay.
Well, Susan, thank you so much. I appreciate you doing this and letting us know where to go. And I'm looking forward to booking a trip.
Oh, perfect. I look forward to hearing from you. And thank you so much for inviting me on.
Thank you, Susan. Take care. This Medicare thing has still got me all confused. I thought we had open enrollment in the fall, and now I see it again. Can you explain what's going on?
Well, I can, Lynn, and it is confusing. And actually, the what they call annual enrollment period is every year from October 15 through December 7. And people that sign up during annual enrollment period have an opportunity between January in March of the following year to make a change if it turns out they got on a plan that doesn't best serve their needs. And this happens more often than it should, and it's because people will dial an 800 number and let somebody on the phone talk them into a plan change right on the phone. They start by asking for things like your zip code. and then your Medicare number and other things. And what they're actually doing is filling out an application as they're talking to you. And before you know it, you get in the mail an insurance card. And what that means is now you're on a new Medicare plan. So by talking to these people on the phone, you will see that you're on a new plan. There may have been a few bells and whistles that made you say, hey, gee, that sounds great. Yeah, I'll do that. But when it comes right down to it, then you get the plan and you find out some of your providers aren't in the network or that it doesn't include some very important things for you, whatever those issues are, whether it's the podiatrist that's down the road won't be covered or what have you. And it's really a shame because, you know, and that's why we here, of course, I will admit the Senior Planning Center is the sponsor of Senior Power Radio. But we are thrilled to know that at the Senior Planning Center, with help right here at home, you don't need to call that 800 number. You can meet with an agent that lives right here in Maine that knows about the provider networks with the various insurance carriers, and we represent all the major Medicare health plans. But more specific to this time frame of January through March, for the most part, the people that have the opportunity to come and change a plan would be those that just signed up for one during the annual enrollment period of October 15 to December 7 and are dissatisfied with the plan that they got on. Now, having said that, if you're 64 turning 65, you can sign up for Medicare anytime in the last 3 months of you being 64, the month of your birth date, 65, and the following 3 months of when you're 65. So that's a great time to call somebody at the Senior Planning Center. And then as well, if you are on Medicaid and Medicare, you're allowed to have your plan reviewed and make any necessary changes. And so we don't like to limit people by what these acronyms and what the Center of Medicare Systems puts out there for these enrollment periods. We like people to feel comfortable calling our office, speaking with an agent, or going on an appointment for a free Medicare review, because if there are significant issues with your Medicare health plan, you need to talk to somebody who really knows the business. And again, at the Senior Planning Center, we have locations throughout the state and we have agent partners all over Maine. Again, the Senior Planning Center, help when it matters most. That's at 223-6565, 207-223-6565.
So, David, if I want to listen to last week's episode, where do I go to do that?
All you have to do is go to seniorpower.me. That is seniorpower.me, short for Maine, seniorpower.me, and listen to your favorite episode of Senior Power.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, I thought it might be nice if we'd share some Valentine's Day quotes by famous people. And I'll start. Love is our true destiny. We do not find the meaning of life by ourselves alone. We find it with another. Thomas Merton.
Yes, this sounds like a good idea, Lynn. The minute I heard my first love story, I started looking for you, not knowing how blind that was. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other all along. Rumi.
The heart has its reasons of which reason knows nothing. Blaise Pascal.
Love will find a way through paths where wolves fear to prey. Lord Byron.
If you have only one smile in you, give it to the people you love. Maya Angelou.
Soul meets soul on lover's lips. Percy Shelley.
They invented hugs to let people know you love them without saying anything. Bill Keane.
Now a soft kiss. I, by that kiss, I vow an endless bliss. John Keats.
The hours I spend with you, I look upon as sort of a perfumed garden. a dim twilight, a fountain singing to it. You and you alone make me feel that I am alive. Other men, it is said, have seen angels, but I have seen thee, and thou art enough. George Edward Moore.
Give me a kiss, and to that kiss a score. Then to that 20 add 100 more. 1,000 to that 100, so kiss on. To make that 1,000 up 1,000,000, treble that 1,000,000. And when that is done, let's kiss afresh as when we first begun. Robert Herrick.
There's a long life ahead of you, and it's going to be beautiful, as long as you keep loving and hugging each other. Yoko Ono.
In love, there are two things, bodies and words. Joyce Carol Oates.
If you live to be 100, I want to be 100 minus one day, so I never have to live without you. A.A. Milne. And this one by Charles Schulz, I just had to say, because I like it. All you need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt. We hope you have a wonderful and happy Valentine's Day. Until we meet again.
Smile a while. You kiss me, said adieu. When the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in lover's lane, my night for me, till we meet again. Oh, smile a while, you kiss me, said adieu, when the clouds roll by, I'll come to you. Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in lover's lane, my dearie, wedding bells will ring so merrily. Every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Senior Power.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
Gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. Help when it matters most. Senior Planning Center.com.